Okay, we will now call to order the June 11, 2013 City of Daytona Beach Special Magistrate Proceedings to order. At the outset, I've reviewed the minutes of our April 9, 2013 meeting and approved them. Do we have any announcements before we get into this morning's agenda?
I don't believe so, Mr. McElja.
Very good. Will all those representatives of the City of Daytona Beach will be testifying at this morning's proceedings please step forward and be sworn?
Do solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you about provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
All right, with that, we'll proceed to our first case, which is a lien review. 241 Jefferson Street, Harriet Foreman Estate. And here for the respondent.
Hello, sir.
Hello.
I'm Byron Hebert with Daytona Limos.
Good. Could you raise your right hand, please? Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you about provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
All right, at the outset, it would appear as though we have a lien that was capped at $10,000. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
On a matter that goes back to 2010. And it's my understanding you've acquired the property. And as I recall, looking through the materials, you got some sort of a tax deed, and then you put about $28,000 in.
That is correct, sir.
Is that in a nutshell?
Yes, sir.
All right. The city has suggested they would be amenable to reducing this lien, as I understand it, to the sum of about $1,500.
That's correct, sir.
And so what say you to that?
If it could be totally reduced to zero, that would be the best. But if $1,500 is your best offer, then I would, you know, be happy with that.
That's the city's best offer.
The only thing I noticed in the file that there may be some confusion, I've never been through one of these before. Actually, the water was the issue, I understand, on this particular lien. And I acquired the property in March of 2012. In April of 2012, I actually went to the city and applied for the permit and paid to have the water reconnected at that time. I wasn't sure, though, when I needed to come in to actually ask for the reinspection. So that's why it doesn't reflect till a year later that it was actually in compliance. But I have receipts right here of the paperwork that I filed with the city in April of 2012.
All right, I'll go ahead and reduce the lien to the sum of $1,500, subject to being paid within 30 days. If there's any problem getting that payment to the city, get in touch with the city attorney. They'll work with you on that if there's anything that's hanging in the balance or has to happen. And if that amount's not paid within the 30 days that we're permitting right now, then the original lien amount stays there. So you need to attend to that.
Yes, sir.
All right, good luck to you.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
I'll email you.
All right, thank you. Case number 21014 Berkshire Road, Julius Horvath.
Good morning.
Hello.
Can you state your name, please?
Bo Warren.
Can you raise your right hand? Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. And this is a matter that goes back to 2011, as I recall. Outside material storage. You acquired property.
The owner of the property is deceased. I was acting as the real estate agent on behalf of the estate, and they've asked me to come in and step in for them since they're in Ohio and New York.
So this is the estate requesting a reduction, excuse me, of $5,836.15 lien, as I understand it.
Correct.
So this is the estate asking for the reduction.
Correct.
And what's the basis for the reduction sought by the state?
There's a letter that was submitted from the co-representative where it says the attachment.
This Ken Palesh?
Yes.
All Okay, so what's the hardship that you want to try to persuade me warrants the city looking at a clearly justified lien?
The health of Mr. Horvath at the time of the noncompliance. He was in the hospital for a period of time. He wasn't able to take care of the property. He had tenants in there that weren't taking care of the properties. The property was broken into and vandalized while he was in the hospital.
And the city's prepared to accept the sum of $500?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right, I'm going to reduce the lien amount to the sum of $500, and please convey to your clients that I appreciate your efforts, but quite frankly, I wouldn't have reduced it to $500. And I don't mean to sound harsh, but it's a lien. It's a long-standing lien. It's been outstanding for a long time. And unlike I don't share Mr. Palesha's sentiment that it is unfair to hold Mr. Horvath's heirs responsible for his inability to expeditiously handle the violation. I think it is well within the purview of the city to hold somebody accountable
for
property owners' dealings, what have you. So in any event, I'm going to go ahead and order the lien amount be reduced to the sum of $500, subject to being paid within 30 days.
Okay.
If it's not paid within 30 days, the original lien amount remains. And again, please pass on to your folks that you did a commendable job here. That the special magistrate thought, quite frankly, it was a gift by the city to reduce it to $500, given the history of the file.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Not a problem. Sorry, I couldn't do more for you.
That's great. Thank you.
Okay. Continued case. Senator A. Miley.
Mr. Vakelja, I would ask if we could instead go to case number 5. And handle that case. That's Deep Lounge Inc.
Sure. All right, let's go to case number 5, Deep Lounge Inc. Morning, Counselor.
Mr. Kosh, how are you doing?
I'm good.
And this is case number SMG021312. And this is case number 5, and the address is 509 Seabreeze Boulevard. I'm Anthony Jackson, Florida City. And this is here before you, Mr. Vakelja, for compliance and noncompliance. And as you remember, this is the one that we've continued for some time because of Mr. Hood's legislative duties. And in speaking with Mr. Hood, he indicated I think we probably want to make an inquiry as to whether or not they would agree to admission of noncompliance. I believe that's the status, and then we'll go on from there. The position of the city is that they would need next cutoff to bring the property into compliance, and I believe that's their position as well.
Agreed. So we're talking about finding them in noncompliance, getting them to the next cutoff?
Yes, that's correct.
Agreed.
Okay. All right, then, given the stipulation between the city as well as the respondent's representative, I find the respondent in noncompliance and order the respondent to commit to compliance by July 3, 2013, or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. All right? Did I say all that correctly?
You said it.
Sounds great.
Very good. Good.
Thank you,
ma'am.
I appreciate it.
Take care.
Thank you, sir.
Mm-hmm. Now we return to case 1, Levander A. Miley.
Okay, this is case number SMG041319, and I don't see anyone present as far as a representative for the violator. This is at 805 Cathy Street. This is before the magistrate for imposition of a fine. The violation is outside storage, damaged windows, damaged trim and shutters. And Mr. Kelch, this was to you previously. The inspector had initial contact with the owner. Was that the owner or the tenants?
Owner.
Yeah, with the owner when she first started this case, which was back in February, and has had no contact since. It's occupied residential. She had the post. As you can see, there's a lot of stuff that needs to be done. Well, that's not true. I think they've gone ahead and taken care of the outside storage, and they've taken care of, and they still need to take care of the windows.
Right.
Is that correct? And so at this point, what the city is asking for is a recommending a $25 per day fine to a maximum of $10,000. And we're not quite sure why they won't get this completed.
Is this the one where I was debating with the respondent the aesthetics of wooden windows?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. And what is it you're proposing?
$25 per day.
And
the standard is
pretty animated when he was here last time. Do you have any idea why he's not here now? Okay. And
the standard max is $10,000. It's an anticipation. It's simple enough that it would be something that he would come and remedy, but perhaps he would only want to max this to $5,000 and make it a little more reasonably recoverable.
So you're saying cap it at $5,000?
Yes, sir, based on the nature of the remaining violation.
Now, that is not the standard guideline, I assume.
The standard guideline is $10,000.
So the city's stipulated to capping at $5,000.
That's correct.
Can't imagine how that prejudiced Mr. Miley. Okay, our respondent having failed to appear, based upon our inspector's report as well as our city attorney's report, I'm going to fine the respondent the sum of $25 per day, commencing June 5, 2013, and continuing each day thereafter until the property is in compliance or the amount of fine has reached the sum of $5,000, whichever occurs first. Okay?
Thank you, sir.
Very good. Case number two, Gemma A. Hanna and Hanna Nassif, or Nassif.
This is case number SMG 121282. The address is 108 Boysenberry Lane. I do see that there are individuals here representing the respondents. I'll ask for this gentleman to be sworn, and we'll proceed from these. Sir.
Morning. Could you step up to the microphone and state your name, please?
Hey, Nino Seif.
You raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Just in case he had something to say, actually, he's been making adequate progress. As you recall, this is still the property, as the pictures show, with the stucco situation. They have been working, and the report from the inspector is that they do need additional time. He accepts that additional time request, and is requesting for this to be extended to the next cutoff to allow them the time to complete the repairs.
Okay. Is it Mr. Nassif? Mm-hmm. And how much time is it going to take to finish this job?
2 days. Like, you know, all the stucco has been done, and 99% of the paint has been done. So only painting the garage door and the front door today, and okay. The whole is
you so cool. To call your inspector to come out and do a final inspection once they're done with their work.
Sure.
Because he's the one that has to hopefully put a notice of compliance in this file, which would then be the end of it.
Sure.
So please don't forget to call him, or else we'll assume the work hasn't been done and bad things will happen.
No problem.
All right, very good. All right, then based on the request of the city, I will go ahead and amend our current order of noncompliance to allow the respondent until July 3 to come into compliance or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. Case number 3, David Maracci.
And again, I'll ask for the respondent or representative for the respondent to be sworn.
Yes, sir, if you would please just state your name and be sworn.
Yeah, Leo Noraci.
I'm sorry?
Leo.
Leo. You raise your right hand, please. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
All right, well, let me ask the city. All right. Did you have something you wanted to say, Counselor?
Yes, sir. This is the case at 425 Walker Avenue. This is the address of the violation. The inspector is John Stinson. On this case, we have an issue of concern. It's not a major concern because Mr. Narachi is here, and he's the principal person that we vindicated as the violator. However, this property was quit claimed back in March, I believe the date was, to another property owner. Some of our concerns regarding the property right now is that Mr. Narachi is, or whomever is doing repairs, have been working on the property as we desire. However, they've been doing the work without permits. And so at this point, we believe it's been a long time and that we're at a point where, and I'll ask the inspector to come and add any additional information, but the position of the inspector at this point is that it's been a long time. This case was first notified, started back in September of 2012. And as we said, at this point, we're not even sure who was actually what they're doing in terms of their ownership arrangement, seeing that they've recorded the quitclaim deed. But in any sense, we're asking for an imposition of a fine of $100 per day to $15,000 maximum and $25 for the no rental lock. I'm sorry, I said 25, I meant $250 for the no rental lock.
Who can tell me what's left to be done as far as work is concerned?
What is left on the property to be completed are the installations of the missing screens. He has them, but for some odd reason, he hasn't installed them. He tells me that they keep being stolen. It's not cited on there, but before he obtains his occupational license, he will have to get some major permits for the interior because he has some structural issues on the inside. However, he's not cited for that, so as of right now, he needs to replace all of his screens on his windows.
So the posture of this thing right now is screens and an occupational license?
That is correct. My last inspection on this property was yesterday morning. The broken windows have been repaired. The exterior doors have been repaired. He still needs the screens. The roof has been corrected. The plumbing, the electrical, the appliances, and all the other issues have been corrected, except for the occupational license. The property is not occupied at this time.
Okay. All right, let's hear from Mr. Narachi. Mr. Narachi, you've been doing all this work?
Yes.
You've been doing work without permits?
No.
Because if you have been, you're going to find yourself back here.
How could I have it?
I'm just asking you a question.
No, we didn't do it without permits.
All right, well, I'm alerting you to what I'm hearing here. So just I presume you'll do whatever you need to do. Now, but that's for another day, if at all. Why have the screens been put in?
The screens, okay. First of all, these pictures are all... could I submit this?
No, just tell me, what's the status of the screens?
The screens...
Apparently you've taken care of everything but the screens and the occupational license. I'm actually trying to get you out of here.
I know, but...
Okay, so what's the status of the screens?
The screens, all of them are there, only missing one. Actually, I don't need three screens because we took out the air conditioning valves. When the woman left out, the screens were missing because we took the air conditioning out because they're going to steal the air conditioning. They have three air conditioners. So all of them have screens. Only one I didn't have screens, and I didn't put the screen because I'm going to take it out and throw it away when I put the air conditioning back. That's what's happening. I mean, I could go and get another screen, and we're done.
Yep, you could. As opposed to me considering fining you $100 going back to June 5th. That'd be kind of dumb, don't you think?
Yeah, but see, all the screens are here. They're in the house.
All but one.
Well, but one, but the builder, he's making one. You know, the contractor, he's making one extra. I just paid him, actually.
So So the screen's not going in because you're putting an air conditioning unit back in. Is that correct?
No, let me just back out. All the screens were there when the air conditioning units were all there. We agree on that. Is that correct? I'm just saying.
Tell me what's going on.
Okay, all the screens were there when the air conditioning units were there. They were all in place.
Okay,
so when the tenant moved out, we had to take the air conditioners out. So when the air conditioner's out, we have missing screens, three screens. Mm-hmm. So we had two, I guess we had three, but one of them, they stole it. And that's why I didn't replace it yet.
Okay.
Well, that's it. That's the story of the screen.
So how many screens are we now missing?
One.
And that screen's not there because we're getting ready to put an air conditioner in that window?
Well, if this place is rented, I have to put the three air conditioning back. So that means I have to take two screens out, and one is not there. So I'll be, throwing three screens away. But now I have to throw two screens out when the air conditioning is there.
Well, I got to be honest. This screen isn't worth my time.
Okay,
It's not worth everybody's time.
I'll get another screen.
So we're gonna cut through it right now. Yes, you are going to get another screen.
That's no good.
How long is it going to take you to put a screen in that window? Hang on, listen to me. How long is it going to take you to put a screen in that window, call for an inspection, and get your occupational license? How long is that going to take?
Could I ask, what's the occupation license? What is
rental
that?
Rental license.
I have it. It's here. It's been out for a long time.
If you have it, then it's taken care of. That's your call. So
I think it's. I just want to be sure. Is this the one you're talking about? It's been out a while ago.
Now.
Well, it's been out since.
This is getting even simpler.
March.
Now, how long is it going to take you to get a screen in the window and call for your inspection so we can then close this case instead of you fumbling your way into a couple $100 fine because this thing's going to fall between the cracks because we're being silly about screens. So, how long is it going to take you to get your screen in and get your inspection done? A week?
A week.
Very good. There we go. Now we're rolling. All right, I'm going to order Mr. Narachi to come into compliance. And it's my understanding compliance means the screen that we're talking about within a week's time. That means June 18. Failing that, he will be fined the sum of $25 per day commencing June 18 and continuing each day thereafter until the property is in compliance or the amount of the fine reaches the sum of what, Tony?
$15,000.
There we go. Now, are we all on the same page?
We are. But could I say something?
Sure.
Now, if I put all the screens and they keep stealing it, what am I going to do?
You're going to replace them. I can't change your neighborhood for you. I don't know what you want me to tell you. You're the property owner.
No, but is it okay?
People throw stuff on my wall and I got to keep paying.
I understand.
It stinks, but it is what it is.
So if I have the screens inside and I have them there in view, they could come and see them. But when someone occupies the place, they're going to put the screens out. Is that okay?
No. Put the screens in the window, just like every other house in Daytona Beach is supposed to look like.
Okay.
Just in case I walk in there and I want to open the window, but I don't want bugs attacking me, then I'll know that the screens are there and I don't have to worry about that. So, screen within a week, inspection, you're in compliance, this is done. Nothing bad happens, okay?
Thank you.
And I'll leave it to you because they're already forewarning you that they're concerned about the permits, so you may want to take the time to satisfy them that you've got all your permits in order to. But that's not before us right now.
Okay.
Very good?
Thank you.
Good luck to you. Case number 4, Abraham Connolly.
Mr. McKelty, this is the case of... this is Bishop's, where you had gotten a correspondence from Brett Hartley, which I think I went ahead and pretty much stipulated to his continuance request.
Yes, and I was out of state for the last meeting, and he's whining about how he wanted to be here then, and he can't be here now, and is that the case?
That's the case.
Thought it might have been. All right, well, in any event, I'm here, you're here, so what's the status of this matter right now? He was supposed to be coming into compliance, as I recall, because this is one of those things where he, what, wasn't selling 51% food or something like that?
Right. His status is that he's in compliance. What we've been continuing for is the request for a will fine, and he wanted to be president and maybe even his client for that request.
All right. Well, I can see the city's need. Well, I can see the city's interest in a will fine, and we'll continue until it can be heard. So then we'll continue this matter to what, the July 16th meeting?
Mm-hmm.
And notwithstanding the fact that it's been suggested to me that the property may be in compliance at this point, I'll wait till July 16th to make that determination. We will definitely hear the city on their request for a will fine at that point.
Okay, thank you, sir. So that will take us to number six.
Case number six, Sea Level Properties, LLC. I'm here for the respondent. Let's say the city.
That's the property at 142 North Peninsula Drive. The inspector is Daniel Garcia. This is a the violation solicited. The status of this, it's here for imposition of a fine. The there's been progress on the violations. The owner needed to evict the tenants. The tenants have been evicted, and the inspector's requesting that based on request of the owner, the inspector's requesting next cutoff for them to be in compliance. Anything has changed? Oh, I'm sorry. Something is a little different than that. So I'll ask the inspector, Danny Garcia, to come up. He's had some communication with the property manager, I believe it is.
Okay.
You can
basically, I'm Daniel Garcia, code enforcement officer with case number SMG041318. Property address 142 North Peninsula Drive. I spoke to Deborah Gerard, which is the property manager, and basically she has they put the house for sale, and they're supposed to be closing soon. So I was asking to continue it to the next cutoff and allow it to go through that process. So then I can either recite the new owner, or hopefully they'll have it taken care of. They said they're going to be remodeling everything from inside and out.
Okay, we have dorm living, outside storage, damaged fence, peeling paint, dirt and grime, missing glass, missing soffits, no running water, no occupation license. Has any work been done on this property at all?
Yeah, I'm going to break that all down for you. The dorm living's gone. The property is vacant. Outside storage has been removed. The damaged fence has been repaired. The running water has now been cut off, but just recently turned back on, so they can continue doing work on the property. No occupational license is not needed because it's vacant. They're not renting, they're selling. And the missing glass has been replaced. So the only issue we have now at this time is the missing soffits. And we have a little dirt and grime. They need to paint the exterior windows, around the windows, the frames.
Okay. So sounds like our respondent's done some work here.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Okay. And now they want additional time. They're looking to sell.
Correct.
And the city's equally interested in perhaps citing the new owner.
Correct. If they don't finish what I've cited them for.
Okay. All right, then.
Yeah, if I can just remind the general position of the city, and when the property is a property that has already been under the order of the magistrate and is sold, that the owner would still be obligated under the magistrate's order. So what we'd be looking for is someone to continue to remedy this. We wouldn't necessarily need to start over. But just to move forward on getting a remedy and allowing additional time, whether it's for the buyer or whomever is going to go out there and get it done, but we still would need it to get a remedy.
And the next cutoff is going to accomplish all. By the next cutoff, we're going to accomplish sale, a closing?
Yes, sir.
Repairs?
I would say so.
Very good. All right. Then, based on our inspector's report, I will amend our current order of noncompliance to allow the respondent to July 3, 2013, come into compliance or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. All right, case number 7. David DeSalles appears to be in compliance.
Yes.
Case number 8. Pincus and Ava Mamain. Anyone here for the respondent? Okay, if not, let's say the city.
Just one second here. That case is the property at the address of 511 Main Street. Property is a business, a laundry. As the photos will show, there's ceiling damage, peeling paint, cracked holes from rotten wood. The inspector had to post the property, and what the inspector is asking for June cutoff, asking for there to be a finding of noncompliance, and for next cutoff for the property coming to compliance.
Based on our inspector's report, I find the respondent to be in noncompliance and order the respondent to come into compliance by July 3, 2013. They'll be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of $1,000 per day thereafter. Okay, case number 9, Eric N. Stack. Anyone here for the respondent? If not, let's say the city.
This is the property at 380. Jefferson Street. The inspector is Eddie Lopez. The property is before you today for a finding of compliance or noncompliance. The inspector is requesting that this is a situation where the no permits were obtained for renovations to a single family residence. The inspector has spoken with the property owner, requested them to obtain permits, but they've obtained none. The inspector is requesting that the magistrate order. I want something to be done pretty rapid, and is expecting, requesting that the magistrate order that permits be obtained within 5 working days. So we're asking that they be found in noncompliance for permits to be obtained within 5 working days.
Okay, Mr. Inspector, what kind of work have we seen taking place here?
They're doing exterior interior renovations. Currently, I have not done an inspection on the interior of the property, but seeing by the construction material, it looks like they're doing some heavy interior work, maybe even changing some trusses out. But I have no inspection on the interior. On the exterior, they're doing stucco and doing an extension of the property.
Based on what we can see, given the fact that you haven't had access to the interior, you're pretty well satisfied permits would have been required.
Yes, sir.
Okay, very good. All right, and you want me to give them 5 days to go into compliance? Tony?
Yes, 5 working days.
Okay. Or I find them in noncompliance.
Find them in noncompliance and give them 5 working days. Oh, you mean or?
Or they'll be eligible for 5.
Yes.
And I presume he can get a permit within 5 days if he put his mind to it. So yes. I'm not doing anything unreasonable here.
Not unreasonable to put in the application, state what he's doing on the interior, the renovations, he could obtain the permit.
He can obtain it in 5 days.
Or he could at least apply for it.
Sure, at least the very least, to comply for it. And put
well, it's going to be important for us whether we want the language to be applied for or we want it to obtain. Now, ultimately, he has to obtain for to be in compliance. So, do we want a two-stage order, or do we want just the final order of how much time is reasonable before we get the permit? Because we can go for the whole period.
Is there any kind of a review process for the kind of permit you need to do, the kind of work that you're seeing that he's doing that you know he has to have a permit for? I mean, is that something that's pretty much automatic?
Yeah, well, he needs to draw some plans. He needs to have plans to the extension of the property and apply. Apply for the permit has to show some drawings on the extension
I'm all
that
for
he's doing.
I like the fire under the sky, just as long as I like the fire correctly. Right. That's all I care about.
So he did an extension on the property. It would have to be reviewed by the building department.
Okay. And Mr. Garcia, Lopez, I'm sorry, I was talking, Mr. Garcia. Mr. Lopez, help me if this changes, but both of us would understand that the process we're going to need is he's going to need to apply for permits, and he'll have to bring in plans and site plans and get technical reviews. So it may take a little bit more than a few days for him to get his actual permits. So we actually would want a two-stage because ultimately compliance is getting the permit.
Correct.
So, but to light a fire, we would like to have a time certain for him to get to apply for the permits.
Correct, yes.
So that's the status, which our request would be to order him to apply for permits within 5 business days and
obtain
by the next cutoff. And if there's some reason why that didn't happen as far as the obtaining it, we can talk about that.
Failing either one?
Yes.
All right. Based on our inspector's report, I find the respondent in noncompliance or the respondent within 5 days of this date to apply for whatever permits may be required for the work that he's undertaken and have obtained whatever permits may be required to come into compliance by July 3, 2013. Failing either of those requirements, that the respondent be returned here for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day. I assume you put a stop work order on this property?
No, there was no stop work order posted on the property.
Okay. Well, I just asked because it looks like it's a work in progress and you haven't had a chance to see the interior yet either. All right. Well, I'll leave that to you. All right. Very good. Case number 10, HFDB ILC.
Which one you're here for. How you doing?
Morning, Mr. Foster.
Hello, how are you tonight?
Would you just please give us your name for the record, then we can proceed.
Oh, Walter Foster, 315 South Palmetto, is in 6th Avenue, Daytona Beach.
Counsel for respondent, I presume?
Yes.
Do you agree this violation existed or occurred as stated in the notice of violation?
We agree we're in noncompliance.
All right, based on the representation of counsel, I find the respondent to be in noncompliance. And would ask the city how much time they would reasonably estimate it would take for the respondent to come into compliance.
Mr. Vakelch, I've been told that the inspectors had a conversation with Mr. Foster and they discussed 60 days for compliance, and the city's okay with that.
Yeah, we met on the property this morning with the paving contract and the property manager went over the scope of work.
That leads us to an August 7th cutoff.
That's fine.
All right. Order the respondent to come into compliance by August 7th or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. Thank you and good luck. Good to see you. Case number 11, Elise A. E. Ramos. Anyone here for the respondent? Okay, let's say the city.
This is the property at 523 Park Drive. The inspector is Eddie Lopez. This is before the magistrate for compliance or noncompliance. This property is a vacant residence. The inspector had to post the property. And I'm waiting for the photos. As you can see, the principal issue is the damaged wood fence. There is some excessive yard debris and an inoperable vehicle as well. The inspector is requesting a next cutoff He's had no actual contact with anyone regarding this. He did speak with the son of the property owner. But we're asking for you to find him in non-compliance and give him until next cutoff to come into compliance.
Based on our inspector's report, I find the respondent to be in non-compliance. We order the respondent to commit to compliance by July 3, 2013, or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. Case number 12, Tudya and Kyville LLC, DBA Heritage Inn. Anyone here for the respondent? Please state your name and be sworn.
Praveen M.
Patel. Can you spell that first name for me?
P-R-A-V-I-N. Patel. P-A-T-L.
Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
And what is your affiliation with this respondent?
I am the general manager and owner.
Very good. All right. Do you agree these violations existed or occurred as stated in the notice of violation?
Yes, we already complained. I called re-inspection yesterday, but somehow busy, so we are working on stuff there.
I find the respondent to be in non-compliance, and would now ask the city how much time is going to be required to commit to compliance.
I'm sorry, Mr.
Bethel. How much time
is he committed to compliance? He's not in compliance, Mr. Bethel.
He's looking at that.
How much time did you come into compliance?
30 days, I apologize.
All right, well, today is the 12th. My next cutoff is the 3rd, which is not 30 days away. And this looks like a lengthy list here. So, I just mentioned that. So, do we still think he can come into compliance by July 3, or is he going to need every bit of those 30 days?
He has done some work, but it hasn't come into compliance. He still has an extensive amount of work to be done. If he has his staff do the work, it could be done within 30 days. It's just that Mr. Patel does some work today, two or three repairs, and doesn't do nothing for a week, calls me back to do an inspection, we'll do a walkthrough, and it's still extensive amount of work that needs to be done. If he puts his team together and does the repairs, he can have it within 30 days, sir.
All right, Mr. Patel, how much time do you think you're going to require in order to finish these repairs and come into compliance?
Step up to the microphone, please.
30 days is enough, sir. 30 days before, on or before 30 days.
30 days is enough?
Yes.
Well, I think you're going to need every bit of those 30 days. And so the good news is I'm going to give you a little more time than that.
Okay, sir.
The bad news is I'm going to expect the work to be done.
Okay.
So, instead of 30 days, I'm going to give you about 50 here, because I'm going to put your cutoff or your compliance date at August. There's no life safety issues here, I assume.
Mm-hmm. From the last inspection, no, sir. No life safety issues. However, there have been some ceilings that have been coming down. And every time we go out there, there are Band-Aid fixes that are being done. So as of the last inspection that I personally went out with the officer and conducted, there were a couple of ceilings that were hanging down, and we asked him to address it. Now, has he done it? I can't attest to that.
All right. Well, Mr. Patel, let me try to impress upon you. You're getting the city's generosity on the front end here. I want the work done, and I want it done well. I want it done very well. That's why I'm giving you the additional time here.
Okay.
All right? So I'm going to require the respondent to be in compliance by August 7, 2013, or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. All right. So the city suggests that you ought to be able to have this done in 30 days. I'm giving you about 50 days because I want to make sure... And make sure you remember this. I want to hear from these people that the job was done and that the job was done well. No Band-Aid repairs here. Okay. no hasty cover-up stuff. I want to hear that the work was done. It was a quality job. All right?
Okay, sir. Thank you.
All right, good luck to you.
Thank you, sir.
All right, do we have any miscellaneous business that we brought before the special magistrate?
I was just asking if anyone had mentioned to you about the FACE conference. I don't remember when it is, but
end of the month. 28.
And I don't know if you were interested. I know you've been many times in
about the what conference?
The Florida Association of Code Enforcement Conference.
Okay.
Yeah. It's going to be held here in Daytona this year, and they have a section, as you all know, for special magistrates. Because we missed you last month, we didn't get the chance to ask you if you wanted to attend. But
when is it?
The 26th. I'm sorry. I'm in July. The 28th.
Of June?
June.
All right.
On a Friday.
Well, let me call you right back to that. If I don't have a conflict, then yeah. I do want to.
Okay. Yep, that's everything.
All right. Very good. Anything else?
Nope.
Return.